I am the Ascended Master Kuan Yin. Often I have been given the title the Goddess of Mercy. But what is mercy? It is not forgiveness. For mercy, in a sense, comes before the act that needs to be forgiven. Mercy is, in one aspect, we might call it the Omega aspect, what you have invoked in this invocation as basic humanity. Mercy is a state of mind. You might compare it to the Buddha and Buddhic tradition where they talk about harmlessness, being harmless towards other forms of life, specifically other human beings. You are in a state of mind where you cannot even envision forcing other people. But what does it take to be in this state of mind? For you will see so many religions throughout history, even spiritual philosophies in the East, that set up an ideal and say, this is what you should strive to attain. Then you will be enlightened, go to heaven, be saved, awaken, overcome suffering. And so they set up the ideal, but not really a clear path to get from your current state of consciousness to the state of consciousness where you can embody the ideal. And so what does this do? Well, it actually causes many people to decide with the outer mind, perhaps based on a spiritual teaching that may be a valid spiritual teaching, but still they're deciding with the outer mind, this is what it means to be merciful. And so now they force themselves with the outer mind to act and talk as if they live up to the ideal. And this causes them to put on a facade. And many, many spiritual people throughout the ages have gone into this state, this cycle of trying to live up to a facade, to maintain a facade, to appear to be very spiritual people according to this standard defined. And so this becomes artificial. This becomes often hypocritical. For when you decide with the outer mind, the conscious mind, to force an ideal upon the subconscious mind, what are you doing? You are suppressing something in the subconscious mind that is against your ideal. You are saying, this is how I should behave. But if you have any kind of urge from the subconscious mind to behave differently, you suppress it. So, perhaps many of you have grown up in this age of modern appliances where you do not have a kettle that you use to boil water. But you will know, perhaps, that in the old days they had this kettle that they put on the stove. And there was this little cap you could put on. And when the water was boiling, it would whistle. And so, if you now had a cap that didn't have a hole in it, what would happen? Well, As the water got warmer and near the boiling point, pressure would build inside. And if it couldn't escape, what would happen? Well, the kettle would explode eventually. And so will your subconscious mind when you force, you suppress with the conscious mind. The irony of this, the greatest irony of this is that so many religions, so many spiritual philosophies throughout the ages have claimed that if you suppress the unresolved psychology and live up to the outer ideal defined on earth, you can still enter heaven, even with the unresolved psychology. Now look at the spiritual and religious philosophies found today and tell me how many will say what we have now been saying for many years, that there is only one factor that determines your entry into the spiritual realm, and that is your level of consciousness. And you will only rise to higher levels of consciousness not by suppressing the subconscious psychology, but by making it conscious and resolving it. So, back to my statement, so many religions set forth an ideal, and you force yourself to try and live up to it, and you may fool people here on earth, but will you fool the ascended masters? Will you fool the Christ mind? Nay, nothing will fool us. And so, the reality is, in order to have mercy, you cannot create an ideal for what it means to be merciful and force yourself to live up to it by suppressing what is not mercy according to your definition. It must be resolution of psychology that puts you, that raises you to this state of mind where you become naturally harmless. You're not forcing yourself to be harmless. You become naturally harmless. But why? Why is it you can become naturally harmless? Well, what causes most people to do harm to others? To force others. Yes, there are fallen beings, there are some that are in a state of mind where they enjoy forcing others, having power over others. But let us talk about most human beings. Why do they resort to using force? Because there's something that, first of all, they think they need. And second of all, they think they can only get it horizontally, meaning in many cases getting it from other people. So that's why you do harm, you force others to get what you think you can't live without. I'm not just saying stealing it. It could also be exploiting others by having them work for low wages in the factory that you own. Many other ways that people force each other, even psychologically, forcing someone to give energy. Because you think you need to get energy from other people instead of getting it from where? Vertically. From the ascended realm, from your I Am presence, from the ascended masters. What did Jesus say 2,000 years ago? Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. We are the ascended masters. It is our role to be in the nexus between you in embodiment and the spiritual realm. We will gladly give you all of the energy you need. And when you have all of the energy you need, you can magnetize to you physical conditions that you need. It is our good pleasure to do this. So you can get everything you need from above, and then you do not need to force others. And therefore, you have the foundation when you realize this to be in that state of mind where you are naturally merciful. You do not need to force others. But you can only do this when you establish a connection to your I Am Presence, to the Ascended Masters, and you can only do that when you resolve the psychology. Why? Because it is only the psychology that blocks you from receiving what we take pleasure in giving you. Yet, look at how the vast majority of spiritual and religious teachings on the planet do not fathom this simple logic. Look how many people who are not religious do not fathom it. And so they engage in this game of seeking to get to themselves as separate beings instead of connecting to the source of all and receiving from above, letting it radiate out. Because instead of thinking you have to take from others, you give to others in that figure eight flow. You place yourself in the nexus, and you know that the more you give, the more comes back to you multiplied by the law. And so this is the omega aspect of mercy. You do not think you need to take anything horizontally from other people. Therefore, you can show mercy towards them. You do not need to invade their country. You do not need to take by force. You do not need to exploit. And then you are in the figure eight flow, where the more you give, the more you have. Whereas most people think that the more you give, the less you have. But that is because they do not grasp the law that every religion, well, not every religion, but most religions have actually explained one way or another. So we can say that the omega aspect of mercy, it has facets, but certainly one of them is this: you do not force others. So now what is the alpha aspect of mercy? Well, you do not force others. But the alpha aspect is not what you do to others, but that you allow others to experience what they need to experience in order to come to the point where they have had enough of that experience and want something more. So, you as spiritual people, you as avatars, often struggle with this aspect of mercy because you think it would be better for people not to suffer. Just consider this. How many of you would end the Ukraine war tomorrow if you could? Because you would say, the Ukrainians are suffering, the Russians are suffering, the Russian soldiers are being sent in these meaningless meat wave attacks. Everybody would be better off if the war ended tomorrow. And you would say, most people, that that is showing mercy because you want the suffering to end. But you see, when you take what we have explained, which again is very rare to find anywhere, but what we have explained about the law of free will, about the earth being comparable to a reality simulator where people are allowed to create any experience they want for themselves and have that experience for as long as they need to until they've had enough of it. you will see that it would actually not be merciful to stop people from having the experience that they want to have. And now you're going to say, many people, but they don't want to have the experience. Certainly the Ukrainians don't want it. They are being attacked. From a certain viewpoint, correct. From another viewpoint, not the highest understanding of it. Because again, what have we said? The physical octave is an outplaying of what happens at the emotional, mental, and identity levels. Therefore, both sides of any conflict are having a certain experience. If they had resolved the psychology that necessitates the experience, they would not have had the experience. This requires a little contemplation. But what have we said many times? The physical is the bottom level of the material universe. It is a projection of what is happening at the identity, mental, and emotional levels. Therefore, whatever you see out pictured in the physical is a result of what the people involved have in their three higher bodies. They are simply projecting the matrices in the three higher bodies onto the physical realm. And they are essentially, not knowingly, not willingly, well, willingly from a larger perspective, but not an immediate perspective, they are telling the universe, the reality simulator, what they want to experience at the physical level. How are they doing this? The unresolved psychology, the subconscious cells they have at the three higher levels, are coloring the light as it is flowing through it, like a kaleidoscope that is being projected onto the physical realm, and therefore gives them the experience that they want to have because they have created and upheld those structures. So you see what Mother Mary talked about. There is a large percentage of the Russian population who can only learn from the school of hard knocks by having physical experiences. Same goes most other countries. Some, of course, more than others. The democratic countries, less so. But certainly all dictatorial countries, all autocratic countries, have a large percentage, a majority of their population, that can only learn from the school of hard knocks. So, what is the alpha aspect of mercy? That you do not force these people to not have the experience they are having until they are ready to give it up because they have had enough of it. And they are willing to look at themselves and say, how do we need to change? You see, this is allowing free will, the law of free will, to outplay itself. And this is, and we all know this from experience, the greatest challenge for avatars coming from a natural planet to an unnatural planet. It doesn't just apply to Earth, but to other natural planets in the undescended sphere. Because you see, on a natural planet, a vast majority of people there have not forgotten that the physical level is a reality simulator, and that whatever you experience at the physical level is a result of what you're projecting from the three higher levels, or however many levels there are on a natural planet, which can vary. So, on Earth, on an unnatural planet, this is not the case, obviously. But when you come as an avatar, you can very easily think, oh, this should still be the case on an unnatural planet. People should know that it is their own minds that are determining the experience they are having, and that the physical conditions will only change when they change their minds. You are thinking it should be that way. But you see, that is not the case on an unnatural planet. Because on an unnatural planet, people are allowed to co-create their own conditions, as they do on a natural planet. But on a not unnatural planet, they are allowed to do this without consciously realizing what they are doing. Why? Because the experience you cannot have on a natural planet is that you are the victim of external circumstances. You see, there are experiences you cannot have on a natural planet because you know that what happens at the physical level is a projection of what happens in your own psychology, in your own mind. And there are some beings who wanted to have that experience of going into duality, seeing yourself as a separate being. And when you see yourself as a separate being, well, what are you separated from? You can say you are separated from God in the spiritual realm, of course. You are separated from other people. You are separating from your own environment. But what you are really separated from is your own mind. There's a division in your mind between the conscious and the subconscious mind. You see, on a natural planet, you do not have a subconscious mind because you are aware that you are co-creating with the higher levels of your own mind. Where's the subconscious? And therefore, you know you are not a victim of external circumstances or forces, not even God, because you are a co-creator. But that means you cannot have the experience that you are being forced by external circumstances, and that there is nothing you can do about it. And that is why when a certain number of beings on one particular planet or on various natural planets develop the desire to have that experience, they are allowed to embody on an unnatural planet to have that experience, hopefully after some time being willing to be tired. Being tired of it, being willing to change it. So you see, most of us as avatars, when we come to a planet like Earth, we are focusing, and often we were focusing on this before we came to Earth, on the suffering. And we are saying, we are reasoning, but people don't want to suffer. They're suffering. They don't like it. They don't enjoy it. And it's just because they don't know that it's their own minds that are creating their suffering. So if I just go down there and tell them this, of course they will want to wake up so they're no longer suffering. But you don't realize. They want to suffer. They like to suffer. because they haven't had enough of the experience of being victims of external circumstances that they have not co-created. And when you then go into this mindset of feeling, oh, this is wrong, people shouldn't be suffering, you are not having mercy. The alpha aspect of mercy, because you are not allowing the law of free will to outplay itself. Now we all understand, especially I who represent the flame of mercy, we all understand that it is difficult to watch people suffer. And you will notice that we did not give this teaching 20 years ago or through previous dispensations. But there are many of you who are ready to embrace this, and we have hinted at it before, of course, but you are ready to become more clear about this, that your role as an avatar on Earth is not to prevent people from having the experience that they actually want to have. Again, I know very well that you can say, but they are not consciously wanting to have this experience. They are not saying, oh, I want to suffer. But you see, there was a point in the distant past where they made a conscious decision that they wanted that experience. When you take the teachings we have given about the duality consciousness, you can see the mechanism that is happening here. When you decide you want to experience what it is like to be a victim of external circumstances, you cannot retain the memory, the conscious memory of that decision. Because if you know, oh, it's just a game I'm playing, you will not have the experience. If you are playing a video game where you are being killed in various ways by monsters, you know you can just turn off the computer and walk away from it. That's not the full immersive experience that these people decided they wanted to have. So they did consciously decide that they wanted the experience, but after they go into the experience, they cannot retain the conscious memory of this. They can reconnect to it when they again start being willing to rise above that state of mind. But while you're in the state of mind of seeing yourself as a victim, you cannot retain the memory that you chose to have this experience. Because then you are not a victim. You could just walk away from it. So now what does that mean for you as an avatar? Well, it means, first of all, that you need to contemplate this alpha aspect of mercy, which is that you allow the law of free will to work the way it's set up to work. Because long experience, even in previous spheres, have shown that eventually the vast majority of beings will have had enough of having that experience and want to get out of it. Some will not, but this is, again, the only way free will can outplay itself. But now you can, as an avatar, go a little bit further and you can say, well, I'm beginning to understand what the masters are saying about people on Earth, both the original inhabitants and those who have come from other planets. They wanted to have that experience. But wait a minute now. On the wall is hanging a mirror. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the wisest of them all? Well, you are, O Avatar. You are wiser than all the people on earth. But are you? Because can you not see in the mirror that what I just said applies to the people in the victim consciousness, applies to you as well? Why did you come to earth? Because you wanted to have a certain experience that you could not have on a natural planet. Now, you will say, but have you not told us that as avatars we had gone as high in consciousness as we could go on a natural planet? And if we are in a high state of consciousness and we see ourselves as co-creators, why would we want to have the experience that we are victims? And that's perfectly true. You didn't want to have the experience that you are a victim of circumstances beyond your control. But you wanted to have the experience of being among people who see themselves as victims so that you could see yourself as the one who is here to help them, to awaken them, to save them, to hold the balance, to manifest Saint Germain's golden age, to save the world for democracy or Saint Germain or God or whatever. You see what I'm saying? You came here because you wanted to have an experience that you could not have on a natural planet. Now, mind you, despite my perhaps slightly ironic tone of voice, this is not a mistake. I'm not saying there was anything wrong with this. I made a similar kind of decision when I came from a natural planet to Earth. All I'm saying with this, all we have been saying with this is, as an avatar, you are likely to come to the point much sooner than those in the victim consciousness that you have had enough of your experience on Earth. And that means, why are you attracted to these very obscure teachings? Because you have had enough of the experience you wanted to have on Earth. And why are we giving you these teachings? Just to demonstrate to you the process that we have gone through in order to ascend from Earth. Which is, we come to a point where we grasp what was the experience we wanted to have. We see the characteristics of this experience. How do we see ourselves in relation to the people who are in the victim consciousness? How did we want to see ourselves, what we could do for them? And then when we see this, we let it go. What do we let go of? The separate selves that have given us this experience. Because even though you came as an avatar, you could not have the experience without creating separate selves. It is through the filter of those selves that you had the experience of relating to the people on Earth. And you will only be free of those separate selves when you see them consciously, let them go. And this will be a slightly schizophrenic process. Because when you begin to let go of this, you will come to a point where you feel, what was the point for me coming to Earth? Okay, I wanted to have a certain experience, but now I don't anymore. Did I really need that experience? And you might doubt it, And you might say, was it all for nothing? Was it all just vanity? Was it all me imagining something in my mind? But you see, it was not a mistake. It was not for nothing. Now you might say, as this messenger, for example, went through, did I ever do anything positive on earth? Did I ever make any difference on earth? Did it make any difference that I have been here for many lifetimes? And this can take you into a blind alley that some people have gone into for some time, of feeling that nothing matters, nothing is worth doing, nothing is worth fighting for. You see many spiritual people from various traditions who have gone into this state of mind. But you see, if you reach back to what I just said, you came here because you wanted to have an experience you couldn't have on a natural planet, then you can realize, even if it made no positive difference on Earth, it made a difference for you because you had the experience you wanted to have. And that is part of your growth as a life stream. It was beneficial. It was necessary for you to have that experience, or you would not have made the decision that you wanted the experience. You see, when you again step back and look at what I said about the law of free will, the law of free will mandates you are allowed to have any experience you can imagine, you can envision, you can desire, for as long as you want it. But how are you having an experience? Through your own mind. And therefore, any experience you decide to have is part of your path, because any experience you decide to have is a stepping stone for you to come to that full acceptance that you are a mind that is creating experiences for yourself. And as we have said many times, you can do this in two ways. You can see yourself as a separate being or as a co-creator, where you are saying, I don't want to create everything inside my own mind. I want to co-create by connecting to the Ascended Masters and therefore being a co-creator with them. You see what the people who go into separation desire is to have that experience where they don't realize consciously that they are creating everything with the mind. And as avatars, you are in between. You haven't yet ascended. You haven't descended into this level of unconsciousness that most people have on Earth. But you still desire to have certain experiences that you can only have on an unnatural planet. And that was part of your path. So it has not been wasted. Even if it made no difference whatsoever in terms of raising people up or removing suffering, it made a difference for you. And realizing this is also what can get you to the point where you say, well, I had that experience, but now I am ready to ascend. I'm ready to leave planet Earth behind permanently. Because you cannot ascend as long as there's anything you want to do on Earth, anything you want to experience on Earth. So now we come to this greater vision. Because here you are an avatar, you have begun to realize this. And now comes the next question. Is all this talk about raising the consciousness, manifesting the golden age, is this just a game we ascended masters are playing with you? In essence, you come to the point where you need to consider, yes, I see the epic mindset in the epic games outplayed by the fallen beings? Are the Ascended Masters' teachings just another epic game that they are presenting us avatars so we can feel we are doing something positive for the earth? And the answer to that question is, well, yes and no. From our perspective, it's not a game. But from the perspective of many avatars, including many of you, it is a game. Because you need to have a certain experience. And you look back at previous Ascended Master dispensations, where we have, for example, talked about the Summit Lighthouse was the last dispensation we could sponsor in the Piscean Age. And there were certain teachings we gave that were meant to essentially give certain students an experience that they needed to have before they could either ascend or move into the Aquarian mindset. So we can say, when we give a teaching, there will be some students that use that teaching to magnify their epic drama that they have created. Because in a sense, when you come to Earth as an avatar, because you want to remove suffering, you want to help people, there is an element of the epic mindset. Not the same that the fallen beings have, mind you, but still an element of it. And our teachings can be used to magnify that, and there is nothing we can do about it except doing what we are doing through this dispensation, telling you directly, this is the mechanism. But you see, there is a reality that is not a game, and that is that you are in an unascended sphere. And it is being raised up by the vast majority of beings in this sphere who are transcending themselves and seeing themselves as co-creators. So it is the goal of the Ascended Masters to bring this sphere to the ascension point. But that can only happen within the law of free will. So there is a reality that right now there is a collective consciousness on Earth that has a certain level. And it has been raised considerably for a very long time. It has been in an upward spiral. We have explained before that it has been in a downward spiral also. But for a long time it's been in an upward spiral. There is a reality there that the collective consciousness is gradually being raised, and as it is raised further and further, we will manifest a new age that will be Saint Germain's golden age. This is a perfectly legitimate goal. And there are spiritual people, some Ascended Master students, some not. They want to be part of this process. And therefore, they do not want to ascend after this lifetime. And this applies to some of you, certainly not the majority, but some of you. And there is nothing wrong with that. Again, this is your decision that you want to have the experience of raising an unnatural planet up and manifesting a golden age. But you see what I'm saying. There is an external reality, and there is your internal reality. But whereas the external reality is real because it is created in the minds of ascended beings, your internal reality is just an experience that is created in your mind. Now, the experience in your mind as a spiritual being who is aware, more aware than the average, is a co-creative experience in the sense that you are basing it on some reality. But still, the experience you are having and the sense of reality you endow it with, that's created in your mind. And the reason why this is important is for two things. If you are one of those who want to stay in embodiment, you can become more conscious of how you are co-creating. And that if you really want to help co-create Saint Germain's golden age, you need to overcome any illusions you have, any beliefs, for example, that the golden age means things have to be this way. For example, a certain religion needs to become the dominant religion on earth, or even ascended master teachings need to become the dominant religion on earth, or a political ideology needs to become dominant, as many people have had. You need to transcend this and realize you cannot in your mind define what Saint Germain's golden age should be like. Well, you can. You can define what you want it to be like, but then you will not be a co-creator with Saint Germain. You need to step out of your own mind, let go of your expectations, let go of your beliefs, and tune in to the mind of Saint Germain. That is the only way you can co-create the golden age. So that means you can then, by realizing the teachings we have been giving, by applying them, overcoming these subconscious selves, you can become a more conscious co-creator with Saint Germain, therefore have a greater impact. If you are in the other group of people who have had enough of the experience and you want to ascend from Earth after this lifetime, then you need to realize that everything that brought you to Earth, everything you have experienced on Earth, really only had one purpose: to get you to the point you've had enough of that experience, and therefore you can say, I am ready to ascend permanently. Very few of you have grasped this point, even though we have talked about it before. Some of you think that the ascension is kind of like putting on an overcoat and taking a walk in the park. You can always come back to your house, and it's warm and nice. So they think, I can come back to Earth if I want. Maybe I haven't finished everything I wanted to finish, so I can come back. Very few of you have grasped that, metaphorically speaking, there will be a point where you are standing there. There is a gate. You walk through that gate, you have ascended. Again, metaphorically speaking. Before you can walk through the gate, you need to look back, like the Buddha under the Bo tree. There cannot be anything that pulls you towards Earth. Nothing that you want to experience, that you want to do, that you want to accomplish. Not even manifesting Saint Germain's golden age. If you want to manifest Saint Germain's golden age, stay in embodiment, that's fine. But if you want to ascend, cannot be any unfinished business. Because once you walk through that gate, it is forever, it is for good, there is no turning back. I know there are stories. Saint Germain got a dispensation to manifest the body as the Count de Saint Germain, the Wonder Man of Europe. Jesus got a dispensation to manifest the body after his ascension. But that does not apply to all of you. Because these are very rare exceptions. And you need, and for that matter, even Saint Germain and Jesus came to that point where they were willing to give up everything. You see Jesus hanging on the cross. He thinks he can call to the angels and they're going to come and save him. He realizes, no, my body is going to die. He cries out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Still a little bit of victim consciousness there because he had created that experience in his mind. But then he realizes, and then he gives up that last ghost. And that is what you have to do. You have to look at every ghost, every subconscious self, and give it up consciously so that you can look back on Earth. There's just absolutely nothing that pulls you. Then you turn around. You walk through the gate without any regrets, without looking back. Nothing unfinished. But you see, in order to leave with nothing unfinished, you have to finish what brought you here. Is that not logical, simple, straightforward? When you realize everything was just an experience. Now, you may, as an avatar, many avatars in fact do, you have this heroic vision of yourself coming to Earth, making a positive difference, the prince on the white horse, or the princess with the long hair. And you come here, you are hammered down by the fallen beings, and it is very possible, it is very likely, and many of us have done it, that you develop an aspect of the victim consciousness, where you feel that because you came with the best of intentions, this should not have happened to you. And because you came here to help people, they should be willing to listen to you. But they are not willing to listen. And you don't understand why they want to continue to suffer, because you don't understand what I have just told you. And so you need to deal with that also. And you can only do that, and this, of course, is something I would not tell to the average person because they couldn't fathom it, but you who are ready to ascend or have the potential to ascend after this lifetime, you are ready to hear this. You can only do that when you accept that regardless of the outer conditions of what the fallen beings did to you or what the original inhabitants ignored you, the experience you had of those outer conditions was entirely created in your mind. Every experience you have had on Earth was entirely created in your own mind. Why? Because you are a self-aware being. You have a drive to transcend your current sense of self. How do you transcend your sense of self? By having experiences in this unascended sphere. And you can have all kinds of experiences where you think it is the outer conditions that are determining your experience. Because surely when you are treated so badly by the fallen beings, how could you not be distraught by this? And as we have said, nobody can come to Earth and remain completely unaffected. But nevertheless, before you can ascend, you must accept the experiences you had were created in your mind, by your mind. And only when you, the conscious you, decide to let go of all the selves that created those experiences, can the conscious you reunite with the I Am Presence. And the importance of going through that experience, we have talked about this before, how the conscious you can actually teach the I Am Presence something, is that the I Am Presence, in order to ascend, become an ascended master, must also accept the experiences I have had, are having, and will forever have, are created in my mind. Even when you are co-creator with God, you are co-creating with the ascended masters with external conditions. It is not created in your mind as a separate being, but the experiences you are having are still created in your mind. because an experience is a process in the mind. That experience may involve conditions that are not created in your mind. When you are on earth, there may be conditions you experience that are created in the mind of the fallen beings. When you ascend, you experience conditions that are created by ascended masters at higher levels of yourself, going all the way up through the ascended spheres to the Creator. Yes, your mind is interacting with external conditions that are not created by your mind. But the experience you are having is still taking place in your mind. And that is why, as an ascended master, who, for example, has been appointed as a Chohan, will for a long time have the experiences of that ray. And there is a spiritual ray, but the Chohan is still having an experience, and the Chohan can only rise to a higher level in the hierarchy of ascended masters when it realizes that and gives up trying to have the experiences at the Chohan level and now rises to an Elohim, an archangel, cosmic beings, even beyond the sixth sphere. At any level, in order to transcend the level, you need to recognize that the experiences you had at that level, the experience is created in your mind. And therefore, the only way to rise to a higher experience is to give up the very conditions that gave you your present experience. Some of you will grasp it, some of you will not. All of you will eventually grasp it. Some of you don't need to grasp it now. But at the moment you stand there before that gate, you need to grasp it at the level you can as an unascended being on earth. There are higher and higher levels of it. Alpha and Omega have grasped it at a higher level than I have. I know this, but I don't have their experience because I'm at a lower level. But you see, it's all an experience. What is the Creator? Well, the Creator is a conscious being. It's having an experience. What are the presences in the allness? They're having an experience. Way beyond what you can fathom, way beyond what I can fathom. But it's all experiences. And that, when you grasp it, is the ultimate liberation. The ultimate liberation. And it is the very foundation for the entire process of creation. You can say, how did the Creator create the world of form? By transcending the experience it had before it had created anything. It first creates an experience of setting itself apart from the allness, creating the void, creating the Christ consciousness, creating the matter light. But it does this by changing its experience. And then it creates form, the first sphere, and then it changes its experience again by creating self-aware extensions of itself that are sent into the first sphere. And as they change their experience, what happens to the Creator's experience? The Creator also changes its experience, becomes more experienced as a Creator. And the process is ongoing, never ending. And this is one of those things where, as we have said before, the linear mind comes to its limitations. It comes to the red line that cannot be crossed, because it will always say, what started it all? You are saying there's a process. that is ongoing. There must have been a beginning point. There must be an ending point. Why? Why does a process of change necessitate that there was a beginning point and an ending point? Why? Well, from the linear mind, there must be. There must have been a beginning. There must be an ending. And you cannot fathom this in the unascended state, but when you ascend, you can fathom, you can experience. There is just ongoing experiences and self-transcendence. Ongoing. You are, of course, as we have said before, in a particular world of form. Your world of form had a beginning. It will have an ending. But you will not when you ascend. You can continue in the ever-enfolding tapestry that is self-aware life. I know you cannot really grasp it, but I still desire you to at least hear this, that this is an incredible beauty. There is an incredible beauty in this process. You can grasp just a glimpse of it. When you go into your heart, when you go into that neutral state of mind and reach up, you can ask me or another ascended master to kind of part the veil a little bit so you can see the light beyond. And when you see the light, even though it blinds you, you still have that experience of this incredible beauty of this ongoing self-transcendence. And we all in the ascended realm desire you to have it, because we know that once you have it, once you experience it, you can never be fully absorbed in your experience here on earth. And therefore, when you know there is an experience beyond what you have on earth, that's when you can give up the experience you are having on earth, because you know you will not disappear. Now, some have come to a point, you've had enough of creating these experiences in your own mind, and you flip from thinking you can define how the world should work to not wanting to exist, to not wanting to be aware, and you just want to be erased. But that's because you haven't had that direct experience of the beauty of the cosmic process, the cosmic unfolding. Because once you have that experience, you could never want to not exist. You could want to not exist as a separate being. But you cannot really want to not exist as a self-aware being, because you can change your experience. What you have right now, even the desire to not be aware, not be conscious, is an experience. The desire to not want to be is just another experience created in your own mind. But when you give it up, you will have the experience that you are more than this. And then you will want to be more instead of not wanting to be at all. Do you sense that really the only purpose of this long discourse is to give you the experience that there is more than the experience you are having on earth. Because I desire you to see, to experience a glimpse of my being as an ascended master. Just a glimpse. Because then you will know the truth that what one has done, all can do. Or perhaps we should, with our teaching about the separate self, saying, what one has undone, all can undo. And with this, I give you my gratitude for being willing to be the instruments for radiating this into the collective consciousness, shattering those walls that have been built around people, so that those who are willing have an opportunity to lock into this flame of mercy, the Omega aspect, the Alpha aspect, for I am both. And with this, be sealed in that flame of mercy.